We have been around for almost 90 years.
This is a page out of Donald Trump's playbook.
And not a sign of any slowing down.
It was designed to create a media circus.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
I don't know if we just pushed them to the point where they just are wailing around. I've got Elizabeth Warren saying she's going to take the government and shut down crisis pregnancy centers. Mark Morano is reporting on the UN declaration, we own the science, and we're going to partner with Google to ensure only UN climate results appear. Mark is on with us from Climate Depot, and Mark, it's amazing to me all these years since the first climate hustle that people are still buying into this. Is this just like a cornered animal wailing around, you know, because it knows its days are numbered?
I don't know. You know, good question. I actually think the opposite. I think they think they're in the ultimate victory mode, and frankly, they might be. I mean, I say that in all humbleness, knowing that they're a fraudulent organization, but they have no reason to believe that their success is going to be hindered in their goals. Because if you look at what happened to the world in March 2020, we were very compliant. We rolled over. We went along with COVID insanity, lockdown, social distancing, mask mandates, eventually vax mandates. We accepted it. And now they want to basically impose the same thing for climate. And they, you know, we've never, you know, people like Gavin Newsom get reelected with huge margins, and even Macron and France, and these are lockdown people. So they're looking at it as, this is, you know, they're trying to go for the ultimate victory here, and they're in their final stages. They see is just crushing of all dissent and anyone who doesn't go along with the narrative. So they honestly believe they, quote, own the science. And they actually added, the world should know it. This was the UN Undersecretary for Global Communications, said it at a World Economic Forum, the Davos based group. But they actually believe that they do own the science. It's the same way that Anthony Fauci believes he is the science, that he represents the science. The same way that doctors in California, now in Australia as well, are not going to be able to tell patients or do medical research that contradicts public health statements. Even if it's factual evidence-based, it doesn't matter. If it contradicts the science, they're not allowed to do it. This is the world in which we live, and this is the world which I'm sad to say most Americans either are not aware of or are not pushing back on.
Well, it's like we're heading into a new dark ages of this, you know, Inquisition-like world government who's just going to round up the usual suspects whenever something doesn't go their way. It, you know, I think back to the very early days of this, and as the Soviet Union fell apart, Mark Morano is on with us from Climate Depot and producer of Climate Hustle, Climate Hustle 2. And it strikes me, I remember Vaclav Klaus's book, Blue Planet in Green Shackles, and I got a very brief moment to talk to him right after it came out, and he was just so profound about, you know, he had lived through communism, lived through communist dictatorship and totalitarianism, and he was seeing all the same things that had just been rebranded for in the name of climate. And it, you know, how do we allow this? How do thinking people go along with this kind of totalitarianism?
Well, first of all, you mentioned Vaclav Klaus. Thinking people do it because it serves their ideology. Now, my new book is called The Great Reset, and I actually feature Vaclav Klaus in it. I actually went to the presidential library of his and interviewed him in person for my film, my Climate Hustle 2, and for Green Fraud, and I use some of those quotes in this book. And I also quote him talking about lockdowns, saying that COVID lockdowns were literally the exact same thing that the communists used to do. And he grew up in it and his whole life under Eastern Bloc Soviet domination. And he said they didn't call it social distancing or lockdowns, but it was the same idea. They didn't want you to congregate. They didn't want you to socialize because they were afraid you would end up fomenting some kind of dissent or protest. And that's what they wanted, that kind of control. Well, the reason thinking people, as you say, think this, this ideology of regulating a managerial class, an administrative state, making all these tough choices. And just think of it in terms of COVID. You had unelected experts with PhDs, credentialed degrees, recommending and politicians following to the T that children be masked 8 hours a day, that churches be closed, that weddings and funerals be canceled, that old people should die alone and completely devoid of human interaction in nursing homes. Still going on, by the way, in many to this day.
Many states.
You have the small business closed, governors issuing stay-at-home orders, curfews. Every imaginable, I mean, the level Americans could never even have contemplated government control. And this was all run by unelected bureaucrats. And the politicians were like, well, we have no choice. This was under emergency power. So there was no vote on this. There were no legislators, no parliament, no city halls, no town councils, no House of Representatives, no voting. Like, hey, now we vote to close churches. What's the roll call? None of it. This was all done under emergency decree. This has great appeal to the thinking, to the intellectual class, because they honestly believe that we are the unwashed masses and that the more we can have our lives managed, the better off society will be, the earth will be, the environment will be, inequity will be, racism will be. And that's what they honestly believe. So this, and I go back to Woodrow Wilson in my book, The Great Reset, and I explain that this was done, these people actually in earnest thought they were doing the right thing. They thought they were making people's lives easier and better by not having, so the average person wouldn't have to worry about all these issues. Because remember, they're not experts. You don't want your kid to wear a mask. If, unless you have an epidemiology degree and 30 years of experience in government and PhDs, you have no business weighing in on that. Same with climate. That's what the whole 97% con is. You can't dissent on climate or be against electric cars, Green New Deal, Paris agreements, any measure, because unless you're a climatologist, who are you to challenge the experts? This is how they've got us, and people are more than willing to seemingly to accept it. Now, there's a lot of signs of pushback, but not enough.
Inquisition.
Sure is.
What a show, the Inquisition.
It's where we are.
We know you're wishing that we go away. But the Inquisition's here and it's here too.
When does the bloodletting start? You know what? We could fight bloodletting if we could find out that bloodletting fought COVID-19, and then Dr. Marek wouldn't be allowed to do that as well.
Skit, scat, voodly, vat, and doodly, day. When you could fight?
No, 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 no.
When you confess?
No, 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 no.
When you refight?
No, 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 no.
When you say yes?
No, 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 no.
In a nice way, I said, pretty please. I bent their ears, now I'll work on their knees.
We come back to Mark Morano, Climate Depot, The Great Reset, coming up in a moment. Come back with us.
It's like tuning into your favorite radio station. What? Try to keep coming up with these metaphors and see how long you can go. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Mark Morano is on with us, and I was talking to your partner at CFACT, Terry Johnson, on yesterday's show how this Ralph Northam Memorial Wind Farm in the Atlantic Ocean, it could very easily spell the end for an entire species of whale, as the I think it's the right whale, is endangered to the point of becoming the character in a Star Trek movie. And he was detailing this, and I said, so you've got driving species to extinction, batteries that who knows how we're going to get rid of them when they finally stop working in these Teslas, solar panels that even California says are toxic waste, and what happens to our drinking water 50 years hence when all this stuff starts leaching into it, Mark? This isn't even good ecologically, never mind. I guess this is why they have to own the science.
Yeah, they have to own the science because they don't want anyone poking a hole in their giant lies and of the bubble. The thing when you talk about anything, when you're talking solar wind, when you're talking EVs, first of all, they all take fossil fuels to make. In the case of EVs, takes half of a million pounds of materials, rare earth mining and other things, to make one electric car battery. And then it takes, I can't remember the exact figure in my head, but certain amounts of oil to make it. It takes digging up the earth. And then it, of course, takes refinement in China. It requires dependence on China. If you're worried about ESG, environment, social governance, and essentially woke investing standards, why would you ever want anything from China with horrible environmental record, horrible human rights record, child labor, Uyghur human rights violations? I mean, you can go on and on with that. So then they bring it to the United States, and then all we're doing is outsourcing our pollution to China, so to speak, mm-hmm. in our mining mm-hmm. and everything else. But then they bring it here, and we recharge the cars on fossil fuels. And then, of course, we have problems with the disposal. Then you have range anxiety. Then you also have the Biden administration doing a national charging grid. Hey, guess what? They're going to be in charge. If there's another COVID lockdown or some kind of emergency, they can just shut down the national grid, mm-hmm. which won't really matter that much, because say if you have an emergency like a hurricane, the electricity's out, you can anchor. You can just use it as a boat anchor, your electric car, because you're not going anywhere unless you know, and I don't mm-hmm. know how far you're going to get to go on that. You can't stock up on batteries. You can't stock up on energy to charge your electric car in any meaningful way. So that's the problem. And the ultimate picture here is it's not about EVs. It's not about solar wind. They want to ban fossil fuels. They want to ban gas-powered cars. They want to ban high-yield agriculture. They want to ban meat eating. All of this is just designed to create shortages, chaos, collapse, mm-hmm. and eventually they want to nationalize these industries and blame it on market failures. That's where we're headed. Everyone can see it if you investigate. That's what my whole book is about, The Great Reset.
Well,
we are in it deep, Joe. And I'm sorry to be so pessimistic today, but I'm just frustrated because I'm disgusted with the Republican Party mostly. They're, you know, with Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy.
The Chamber of Commerce Republicans, you know, Mitt Romney saying, well, it's good for business. These businesses will do well. And as if that's what we elect people to do is make money for people. And maybe that's the problem is, you know, we're picking and choosing who gets to make the money. Now, and you talk about the Great Reset, and we look at the economic collapse that is just looming over the United States. China has created a crypto yuan that expires if you don't spend it within. And I'm not sure what the time limit is on it because I don't have any. But you know, they you will be paid these yuan, but you have to spend it before they expire. I mean, this is a chilling. You know, almost a feudal society we're devolving into.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. Feudal is a great word to use. I have a whole section in my book, The Great Reset, Global Elites and the Permanent Lockdown, all on digital currency, central bank digital currency. The Bank of England wants to have a digital currency that is programmable, very similar to the way food stamps would be used, where you have certain restrictions on where you can buy and what you can buy. And they actually say governments will determine if what you buy is sensible. In other words, if you want to buy a cigar, gas, meat, or a firearm, believe me, government can declare those not sensible and shut you off. The same way during a climate emergency, they could prevent you from flying unless it is a morally justified reason. I have all this in the book. This is a level of human control that George Orwell didn't even contemplate. I mean, it's beyond that wildest fantasy, and we are on the cusp of it. We're on the cusp of it with digital currency, but we're living through it as they're currently intentionally collapsing our energy, our agriculture, and our transportation. The car ban is literally designed to create car shortages. That's mm-hmm. what California, 17 states are now involved. Pete Buttigieg, Biden administration wants to follow suit. The World Bank has told automakers they want a timetable to end financing of even making gas-powered cars. A bank in Australia mm-hmm. wants to end car loans for anyone buying a gas-powered car. This is creating shortages intentionally, which will force people in the mass transit and force people to be less mobile. And this is that's all part of the plan. The more chaos, and that'll lower emissions. That's why they like this. So this is, we are in for it. I just want to say that again. People, the Republican Party is idiots. They should be running on, we will not ban meat. Sure. We will ensure meat. We will keep cars, gas-powered cars. We will prevent blackouts. We will support energy. We will support freedom with money. Nothing. They're just nothing. They're just talking usual crap. They had nothing to say. But national Republican leadership had nothing to say about vaccine mandates, lockdown.
Oh, yeah.
Masking. They just avoided it. In fact, they went along with it in the House. Most of the members, leadership, you'd see them in their press conferences wearing the stupid mask, you know, anyway, this is our problem and people need to be aware of it. That's why I wrote this book, The Great Reset. I just hope we can wake up this country because in Italy, there's great hope there with that leader. She seems to get it.
Which is interesting.
She's the Hitler wannabe, apparently.
She's being compared to Benito Mussolini when the first thing he did was break up the family and she's run on the family. I don't know how we wind up with that moral inequivalency. What about the elected officials that have to cut this down? And I look at the ones that they pillory: Boebert, Gates, Marjorie Taylor Greene, our own Bob Good here in the 5th District. They go after them, saying, "Oh, they're kooky, they're nuts, they're wild, they're loose cannons. They're going to cause bigger problems for Republicans." President Trump, these are the iconoclasts who are calling this out. Yourself, me, we're out here trying to say it, but we're the ones with the crosshairs on us because the woke culture wants to get rid of these dissenting voices. What do we do aside from trying to support as many of those outspoken representatives as we can?
Yeah, that's the thing we do, and I detail in the book, is what Vaclav Klaus said. You have to defy at every level. So I talk about how the school board, look at what Loudoun County created in Virginia, parents getting arrested, fighting critical race, fighting transgender, fighting the COVID masking theater and all the other issues. They've toppled the Democratic Party machine led by Terry McAuliffe, shocked the Democrat National Party, and they ended up doing lifting all the vax and mask mandates in every major U.S. Northeast liberal city, San Francisco, L.A., based on that happening. That's because that sent political shockwaves through the world. So that's the kind of thing we need. We need, and we're seeing it in the Netherlands, the mass farmer protests. We're seeing it even in Sri Lanka, where they just, the country collapsed and they overran the presidential palace. That's a true insurrection.
Yes.
But, we need to fight back at every level. We need to change the narrative. And I think we need to break up. I mean, this may not be popular with free market think tanks in Washington, but I think we need to break up big tech monopoly. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to have agricultural and real estate land reform to prevent equity assets buying up land. We need to prevent Bill Gates from being America's number one. He's already America's number one single farmland owner, China close on his heels. We need real reforms that break up. And I sound like Bernie Sanders, but essentially the billionaire class gobbling up even more with this control. Now, if you just had a true free market, it wouldn't be as big of an issue, but we have government corporate collusion with the billionaire class, and the billionaires are just racing, and it's incredible how they're buying up real estate, farmland, and they're making all these decisions without the consent of the governed with government in this collusion.
Mark Morano is on with us. I appreciate your time. Again, The Great Reset is the book. We've got to run, but please go to climatedepot.com. Get The Great Reset there, because remember, folks, more wealth was created when we started breaking up the big companies than by just allowing them to remain unchallenged through antitrust.
Watching Virginia turn red.
Going to get a good education.
And orange, yellow, and all the fall colors. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.